Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Got Your Attention by Sam Horn, a book that serves as a masterclass in capturing and maintaining the focus of our ever-distracted audience. In today's whirlwind of information overload, grabbing someone's attention has become an invaluable skill. And Sam Horn, with her 20 years of expertise as the intrigue expert, guides us through the art of becoming irresistibly engaging. Whether you're presenting to a client, delivering a speech, or seeking to make meaningful personal connections, Horn leverages her experiences with global giants like Intel, NASA, and Boeing to show you how. Got Your Attention isn't just a handbook for public speakers. It's for anyone looking to make an impact in a world where attention is the scarcest commodity. From job seekers eager to stand out in the crowded job market to entrepreneurs and executives aspiring to leave a lasting impression, Horn offers actionable strategies to ensure your message not only reaches but resonates with your audience. By equipping you with tools to overcome the barriers of impatience and chronic distraction, this book transforms the way you communicate, connect, and captivate. Tune in to discover how to make your words truly unforgettable. It Got Your Attention: How to Create Intrigue and Connect with Anyone. Introduction: Unlocking the Secret to Captivating Attention in a World Full of Noise. Ever found yourself practically performing a one-person show just to catch someone's eye or ear, especially in a context that matters to you professionally or personally? You're not alone. Yet, despite the energy expended, these tactics seldom work to garner the attention we're seeking, especially not in the realms we value most, like our careers or innovative endeavors. In an era where everyone is swamped with information and requests for their time, standing out requires finesse and strategy. It's about connecting with people in a meaningful way, whether you're aiming to shine in job interviews, make an impression among your peers, or pitch the next groundbreaking startup. This guide brings you a treasure trove of insights and strategies for ensuring you not only capture but also maintain the attention of those crucial to your success. You'll learn not just how to be seen, but also how to make your presence impactful. Discover the power of leading with something unforgettable. Understand why your academic achievements might not be the conversation starter you think they are in professional settings, and get inspired by a 13-year-old who managed to turn the heads of some of the world's most influential thinkers. Prepare to navigate the crowded and noisy marketplace of ideas with elegance and impact, making sure your voice is not just heard but eagerly listened to. Part 1: Transforming Passive Listeners into Active Participants with a Spark of Curiosity. In today's world, where attention is the new currency, grabbing and holding on to your audience's interest is more challenging than ever. The moment you begin to speak, you're already under evaluation. People swiftly categorize you and decide whether you're worth their time. If you don't immediately offer something that intrigues them, you risk becoming background noise as they shift their focus elsewhere. So, what's the secret to making sure you captivate your audience from the get-go? The magic lies in sparking their curiosity right off the bat. It's about making them realize you have something valuable to share, something they hadn't considered before, but are now eager to explore further. Enter the "did you know" tactic, a simple yet powerful approach to reel your audience in with a thirst for knowledge. By presenting three carefully crafted one-sentence questions, you throw light on unexpected facts or figures related to your topic. Whether it's highlighting the problem you're addressing, showcasing the impact of your work, or underscoring a significant shift in your industry, these questions serve as an intellectual appetizer, making your audience hungry for more. For instance, if you're discussing strategies for job hunting in a tough economy, your introductory questions might reveal startling statistics about the hidden job market, the low success rate of job applications, or the grim employment prospects for recent college graduates. However, sparking curiosity is just the beginning. To keep your audience engaged, you also need to fuel their imagination by outlining a vision of what could be. Continuing with the job hunting book example, imagine painting a picture where, armed with the insights from your book, your audience could notably increase their chances of landing their ideal job or securing an interview. By framing the potential outcomes in this way, you're not merely presenting information, you're inviting your audience to envision the possibilities, transforming them from passive listeners to active participants in the narrative you're weaving. This approach not only maintains their interest but also empowers them to think expansively about the topic at hand. Part 2. Ignite interest by dramatizing the problem, a lesson in interactive persuasion. Imagine you're in a room full of potential investors, competitors, and skeptics, all waiting for you to convince them why they should even care about what you have to say. In such moments, a conventional pitch might fall flat, but an experiential demonstration? Now, that's a game changer. The principle is simple but profound. When you advertise fire extinguishers, open with the fire. This notion hinges on the understanding that most people don't recognize they need a solution until they're faced with the problem, vividly and unmistakably. Carrie Carter took this philosophy to heart with a pitch that was anything but ordinary. Instead of starting her presentation with statistics or a lengthy explanation of her product, she brought in an actual car seat. Before uttering a single word, she effortlessly simulated a driving experience. Then, with a sudden halt, her purse dramatically flew off the seat. Her opening query followed. Have you ever been driving along and had to stop suddenly, only to see your purse and cell phone fly off the passenger seat? Imagine a hook that... She hadn't even finished her sentence before an excited investor interjected, ready to buy into her solution. Carter's approach was effective because she didn't just talk about the problem, she brought it to life. However, dragging a car seat into a boardroom isn't always feasible or necessary. This is where the strategy of show and ask comes into play, transcending the need for elaborate setups by engaging the audience's imagination through a direct question. Consider the case of a product like a receipt aggregator, a concept that might draw blank stares if merely described. Instead of launching into a technical exposition, posing a relatable question instantly turns the tables. Have you ever returned home from a business trip and been faced with the impossible task of tracking down all your receipts? Suddenly, you've not only highlighted a common frustration, but you've also got your audience mentally scrambling for a fix. This technique is powerful because it leverages human curiosity and the natural tendency to solve problems, making the audience active participants in the narrative. By the time you're ready to introduce your solution, they're not just listening, they're eagerly anticipating. The problem and the need for your product become self-evident, significantly reducing the effort required to bridge the gap between skepticism and interest. Part 3. Stand out by highlighting your uncommon achievements. In the world where blending in feels safe, standing out might just be the key to catching the eye of those who hold the keys to your next big opportunity. While humility has its place, there are moments, crucial ones, where it pays to shine a light on what sets you apart. After all, when you're vying for attention, whether it's from a potential employer or a mentor, showcasing your unique qualities is not boastfulness, but rather a strategic move. Landing that dream job or making an unforgettable impression requires more than just ticking the standard boxes. It's about clearly articulating your competitive edge. And no, we're not talking about self-aggrandizement, but rather a frank and honest sharing of your accomplishments and unique abilities. So, how do you convince someone that you're not just another candidate, but the candidate? It's all about backing up your claims with concrete evidence of your achievements. Whether it's how you've boosted sales, streamlined processes, or secured lucrative deals in your past roles, these specifics can paint a vivid picture of your potential impact within a new organization. But what if you're up against equally qualified or even more accomplished peers? That's when sharing something rare, your secret weapon, can make all the difference. It's about those distinctive achievements and experiences that aren't just impressive, but are also rare commodities in your field. Imagine you're in the running for a position at NASA, and the competition is fierce, with every candidate boasting outstanding academic credentials. This is when you pull out your ace, mentioning the international award you won for developing a plan for a manned Mars mission. Suddenly, you're not just another high achiever. You're the person with hands-on experience in thinking beyond our planet. It's this ability to highlight a unique strength, something that adds a new dimension to what you bring to the table, that can elevate you from a contender to the chosen one. In a landscape cluttered with talent, sometimes it's that singular achievement or characteristic, something truly rare, that places you firmly in the spotlight and carves a memorable niche for you. Part 4. Turn initial rejection into approval by addressing hidden objections. Imagine stepping up to present your idea, and even before you've started, there's a tangible wall of skepticism facing you. This isn't just a figment of your imagination. It's a real challenge many of us face when trying to persuade others. People often decide they're going to say no right from the get-go, based on preconceived notions or biases against us. So, how do you dismantle this wall of resistance and open the door to a yes? The key lies in preemptively addressing the reasons behind their potential objections. Before you even present your proposal, ask yourself, why might they say no? Acknowledging these reasons up front and countering them can dramatically shift the direction of the conversation. Take the remarkable example of Cassandra Lin, a 13-year-old who stood in front of seasoned professionals at the Business Innovation Factory conference. Before anyone could discount her due to her age, she addressed the elephant in the room by saying, "I know what you're thinking. What's a 13-year-old going to teach me about innovation?" With that simple acknowledgement of their likely skepticism, she not only captured their attention but also gained their respect, turning a probable no into a yes. But what if you're faced with a no that's already been uttered? This is where you pull out your ace. Introduce new evidence or angles that hadn't been considered, making a compelling case for reconsideration. Imagine a scenario where a local bookstore owner steadfastly refuses to sponsor a soccer team, unable to see the value in having his store's logo on jerseys. By presenting a unique proposition that aligns with the owner's interests, such as arranging a book signing with the coach and leveraging social media for promotion, you offer a new perspective that highlights how the sponsorship could indeed be beneficial. By employing this strategic approach, you're not just countering objections, you're reshaping the conversation, showing empathy for the other person's stance while also illuminating how saying yes could serve their interests. It's about transforming initial skepticism into eventual endorsement, one thoughtful argument at a time. Part 5. Mastering the art of attentive communication wins hearts and minds. Imagine the disillusionment of sharing a project you're passionate about with a friend, only to be met with a lukewarm response. The disconnect might not be about the idea itself, but how it was conveyed. When communicating, especially with the intent to persuade, aligning your language with that of your audience is critical. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it, ensuring your words resonate deeply with those you're addressing. Consider the power of adopting the language of your intended audience. For instance, at a National Press Club event featuring Elon Musk, a simple question from the author's son about getting hired at SpaceX led to a moment of brilliance. Musk's advice was clear: "Don't tell me about the positions you've held, tell me about the problems you've solved." This insight into Musk's mindset prompted a strategic shift in how the author's son and his friends presented themselves on their resumes. By focusing on solutions rather than roles, they spoke directly to the company's core values, significantly boosting their job prospects. Yet, mastering the language of persuasion is only half the battle. True connection requires reciprocity in attention. The sad truth is, many feel their voices go unheard, with a staggering 46% of employees citing lack of listening as a reason for leaving their jobs. This highlights a crucial point. Genuine engagement means not just expecting attention but offering it in full measure. Effective listening goes beyond merely hearing words. It involves active engagement with the speaker's thoughts and feelings. It means resisting the temptation to interrupt, avoiding the premature completion of their sentences, and keeping wandering eyes and minds in check. Such disciplined listening signals respect and validation, encouraging an open and productive dialogue. In essence, adopting your audience's language and offering undivided attention are not just communication tactics. They are foundational elements of a meaningful interaction. By focusing on these principles, you ensure not only that your message is heard, but also that you foster an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Part 6, Staying Relevant, the Key to Captivating Your Audience. There's a fine line between citing historical wisdom and sounding like you're stuck in a time warp. In a world that's constantly moving forward, staying current is crucial if you want your message not just to be heard, but to resonate. It's not that the past doesn't hold valuable lessons. It's about tailoring these lessons to a contemporary audience that might struggle to find relevance in references that predate their existence. Imagine stepping onto the stage at a conference filled with budding entrepreneurs, all eager and ready to absorb fresh ideas. Now picture the disconnect when, instead of tapping into their current realities, you start recounting tales of Eddie Arcaro, a celebrated jockey from the 1940s. Add a sprinkle of World War II events into your narrative, and you've lost your audience to their smartphones before you even know it. The issue isn't with the speaker's credentials, but rather with their choice of references, which simply do not resonate with an audience still figuring out their place in today's world. The truth is, continuity is what keeps your audience engaged. When people cannot see themselves or their immediate concerns reflected in your stories or examples, their attention drifts. This is particularly true when speaking to younger audiences, like millennials or Gen Z, who might find it hard to see the relevance in the accomplishments of those who are no longer directly influencing the contemporary discourse. Consider the scenario of an executive penning a leadership book. Starting every chapter with a quote from historically acclaimed figures might seem like a noble idea, but what impact do these words have if your readers cannot see the immediate relevance? The brilliant minds of the past, like Aristotle and Thomas Edison, indeed shaped the world, but their words might not ignite the same spark as those of modern innovators who are relating to the challenges and opportunities of the present day. Swapping out these time-worn quotes for insights from current thought leaders like Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, or Ken Blanchard isn't just about staying trendy. It's about making your content relatable and inspiring for an audience that lives and breathes in a rapidly evolving digital age. After all, the true measure of your message's success is its ability to inspire action and provoke thought in a way that feels meaningful and immediate to your listeners or readers. Part 7, Sparking Interest, Making Your Message Hit Home. Ever found yourself in the middle of a presentation, armed with compelling statistics and bulletproof data, only to be met with disinterested stares, or even worse, the glowing screens of smartphones as your audience disengages? It's a familiar scenario for many, signaling a crucial misstep in the delivery of your message, the lack of relevance to your audience's lived experiences. The secret to captivating an audience isn't merely in the what, it's in the how and the why. Consider the approach taken by Dr. Joan Fallon, CEO of Curemark, during her TEDx talk on autism. Rather than diving straight into the deep end of statistics, she pivoted to a more engaging strategy. By asking the audience direct questions about their personal connections to autism and the challenges faced by affected families, she immediately brought the distant concept of autism statistics into a realm that was tangible and emotionally resonant for everyone present. Suddenly, when she revealed the shocking 80% increase in autism cases over the last decade, the statistic wasn't just a number. It was a reality hitting much closer to home. However, relevance alone won't sustain interest if the narrative misses a critical component, a solution. It's a lesson echoed in the tale of a political candidate who, despite eloquently outlining the dire state of American education and teacher underpayment at a rally, failed to bridge the gap between problem identification and actionable solutions. With his audience fully aware of his limited authority to affect budgetary changes, frustration mounted, leaving a gap that could have been filled by outlining potential, achievable interventions within his power. This highlights a fundamental truth about human interest and engagement. People are not only drawn to issues that touch on their reality, but are also galvanized by the promise of solutions. When presenting, whether it's groundbreaking research or advocating for change, the key to holding your audience's undivided attention lies in framing your message within the context of their experiences and, crucially, offering a glimpse into how the challenges presented can be addressed or overcome. By integrating these elements into your delivery, you transform your speech from a mere presentation of facts to a compelling narrative that invites your audience to lean in, connect, and, most significantly, care. Part 8. Bringing your ideas to life with the power of personal stories. Empathy can be a fickle thing. It's often much easier for us to connect with and feel for a single individual's plight rather than the overwhelming struggles of many. This phenomenon, known as the empathy telescope, illustrates our tendency to respond more vigorously to personal stories than to abstract numbers or faceless crowds. It's the reason we might be moved to tears by the tale of one person's hardship, yet remain seemingly indifferent to the suffering of thousands. Take, for example, the story of an oil tanker captain whose ship caught fire off the coast of Hawaii. Amid the chaos and relief of a successful crew evacuation, the captain's personal loss of his beloved dog to the sea captured the hearts of many. His ordeal transcended the immediate incident, touching something universal in those who heard his story. The result? A viral movement of support that culminated in the deployment of a $250,000 U.S. Navy rescue mission, funded entirely by donations. This incredible response underscores the unique power of individual stories to spark collective empathy and action. However, harnessing this power in your presentations or pitches requires more than just telling a story. To truly engage your audience and lend credibility to your ideas, it's crucial to illustrate your points with real-life examples. This approach not only makes your message more relatable, but also counters skepticism among those who might dismiss storytelling as mere fabrication or frivolity, suitable only for entertainment rather than serious discourse. But there's a craft to effective storytelling, especially in professional contexts. Decision makers, pressed for time and inundated with information, value conciseness. Thus, the most impactful stories are those that are factual, directly relevant to your topic, and delivered within a succinct 60-second timeframe. By adhering to these guidelines, you provide your audience with tangible, living proof of your arguments, enhancing both the believability and emotional resonance of your message. In essence, weaving personal anecdotes into your narrative is not just a way to humanize your ideas. It's a strategic tool that bridges the gap between abstract concepts and tangible experiences, making your audience not only listen but truly feel the significance of what you're saying. Final summary. In today's fast-paced world, capturing and holding someone's attention has become increasingly challenging. Our collective ability to focus is waning, making meaningful connections all the more elusive. The core of engaging effectively with others, whether in personal conversations, professional pitches, or presentations, lies in quickly establishing why you are worth listening to. The strategies to overcome this attention deficit revolve around demonstrating value and relevance from the outset. This involves employing tactics like sparking curiosity with intriguing questions, making your speech resonate by tying information to the real-world experiences of your audience, and sharing compelling individual stories to foster empathy and interest. Moreover, adopting the language of your target audience, addressing potential objections upfront, and offering solutions rather than just presenting problems are key to making your message heard and appreciated. In essence, paying quality attention to others and employing strategic communication techniques will not only help you grab attention, but also maintain it, ensuring your message doesn't just drift into the ether of today's distracted world. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.